some people think, well, we've already had a primary. Well, yes, we did have a primary back in March, but that was specifically to choose the party's candidates for the presidency.
Escambia supervisor David Stafford expects a lower turnout for the primary than for the November 8th general election. But he says the August vote is important in and of itself.
There's a lot on the ballot in this primary, everything from the mayor of the town of Century all the way up to United States Senator, some school board races, some constitutional offices, county commissioners, et cetera, that appear on the ballot.
Historically, Stafford says turnout runs between 25% and 30% in a primary. But he adds, you can't really compare one of those with a general election.
When you go back and look at the previous general elections over the past couple of cycles, this particular type of election tends to fall in that range. But we'll certainly be ready for higher turnout, and we certainly hope that the voters here in Escambia County will be motivated to come out to the polls or mail in their ballot. There's some very important contests this year.
Vote by mail is coming to a mailbox near you. More than 26,000 green and ivory-colored envelopes were sent out on Tuesday.
We're at or near historic highs as far as the total number of registered voters here in Escambia County, and I certainly expect that to rise as we get closer to the November general election.
The Monday deadline also applies to voter registration and changing one's party affiliation.
Under Florida law, the registration books for a particular election close 29 days prior to Election Day. For the August 30th primary, that date is Monday, August the 1st. Now, to be clear, if you're already a registered voter, you don't have to re-register each year or before every election. Once you're registered, you stay registered until you're removed from the voting rolls, either by your actions or inaction.
Changing one's political party or declaring NPA, no party affiliation, is important, says Stafford, because Florida is a closed primary state.
Which means that if you want to participate in the Republican primary, you have to be a registered Republican, and if you want to participate in the Democratic primary, you have to be a registered Democrat. For all other voters, they would receive a nonpartisan ballot style, with the exception, although for the first time ever, we're having a statewide primary for Libertarians.
Two U.S. Senate candidates, Augustus Invictus of Orlando and Paul Stanton of DeLand, are competing for the Libertarian nomination.
The Florida legislature several years ago expanded the primary system to include third parties. If you're a registered Libertarian, you go to your polling place or go to an early voting site or receive your vote by mail ballot, you will note that you will have a specific ballot for Libertarians, whereas previously you would just get a nonpartisan ballot.
The Escambia Elections Office will be open from 8 a.m. until 7 p.m. on Monday, August 1st, to accommodate last-minute registrations. Stafford says early voting will begin Saturday, August 20th, and run through the following Saturday, the 27th, at 7 locations with new hours.
Our office will be open 8 to 5 downtown Pensacola, and then all the other locations will be 9 to 6. One new location, we've actually secured some office space for just for this election cycle on Michigan Avenue, basically halfway between W Street and Mobile Highway.
More information about the August 30th primary can be found at EscambiaVotes.com. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.